But won't it ruin the illusion if you move your hands and touch your own sofa? Researchers at Northwestern University are working on haptic skin, and others have created similar products to recreate touching a given object. So Mark asks if, you know, you can hear and see and you can even taste all of these things. Won't it kind of ruin the fun if you're in your house and then, oh, I touched my own sofa? And Lisa says that there are researchers at Northwestern University who are working on haptic skin. Haptic means related to the sense of touch. So the idea is that this is a sort of like a shirt that you would wear that lets your skin feel things as though it was touching you in real life. And so she says that way you can feel as though you were touching the object that the virtual reality is making your brain think that you're touching.
Mark 还有接着问说呢，把我。 But won't it ruin the illusion if you move your hands and touch your own sofa? 就说呢，但如果你移动你的双手去摸沙发的时候呢？ 不会破坏幻象吗？ 那Lisa就接着解释说， Researchers at Northwestern University are working on haptic skin, and others have created similar products to recreate touching a given object. 就说呢， 西北大学的研究员正在研究触感的皮肤， 而其他人其实也已经开发就是可以重置物品触感的类似产品。 这边有一个 haptic 是一个形容词， 就是有 触感的，或者是与触觉相关的。
So, when you touch your flatware in the virtual world, it will feel like it's the real deal? Exactly. With VR advancing so much, we'll just have to make sure we don't lose our passion for what happens in real life. So Mark here uses the word flatware, which is cutlery. These are things that you find on the table when you eat. An example would be a knife, a fork, a spoon, or something like that. And then he also uses the expression real deal, which is something that's for real or something that is genuine. So he says, so when you touch the silverware, when you touch the knife, the fork, and the spoon on the table in that world the computer is making for you, your body actually feels like it's touching a real fork, a real spoon. Lisa says that that's exactly right. This new technology allows you to feel everything as though it was really touching your skin. And she says with virtual reality advancing so much that the most important thing is to make sure that we don't lose our love and our good feelings for the things that happen to us in real life.
Mark 又问说呢, so when you touch your flatware in the virtual world, it will feel like it's the real deal? 就说呢, 所以当你在虚拟世界中触摸到餐具的时候, 你会真的有触感吗? 这边有一个名词 flatware, 就是扁平的餐具, 像是刀叉, 匙, 或者是一些盘子等物品。 那 Lisa 就说呢, exactly, 没错, with VR advancing so much, we will just have to make sure we don't lose our passion for what happens in real life. 就说呢, 随着就是像是虚拟科技如此的进步, 我们只需要确认呢, 就是你在现实生活中, 不会就是对现实生活中的事物失去热情就可以了。